Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, February 3rd, 2020. Fight for your freedom. Okay, so the president talked to Hannity yesterday. Now, you'll remember I used to do the interviews with the presidents on Super Bowl Sunday. We had 15 minutes. One of them with Barack Obama was live. I think both of them with Barack Obama were live. The one with Donald Trump was taped. I have them posted. They are interesting to look at. The live is the hardest interview I've ever done because you got to stop Barack Obama from bloviating. It's not easy. And I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. He's a politician. He knew it was live. He knew he could eat up time. But I jumped in. You'll see it. But yesterday with Sean Hannity, Fox Sports gave him 8 minutes. I thought that was disrespectful. They didn't promote him or the interview with Trump. They didn't even introduce it. They had a voiceover introduce it. To me, I mean, maybe Fox Sports doesn't like Donald Trump. Maybe they don't like the Fox News Channel. I had a little trouble with Fox Sports when I was there. We took care of it. I don't know why. I can't tell you who the villains were. But they weren't thrilled with interviewing presidents or having politics on Super Bowl Sunday at all. But they have, what, 18 hours of pregame show? I mean, how many times can we watch Terry Bradshaw make an omelet? I mean, you know, if you watch any of that pregame stuff, I mean, it's your head will blow off. You don't learn anything. It's just one dopey thing after another. And they make a lot of money. People buy sponsors. You know, obviously, yes, TV ads. But Hannity did get some stuff out of Donald Trump, and it was a good time to interview him. First interview after the no witnesses vote. So let's roll the tape on it. Go.
Bernie Sanders.
Well, I think he's a communist. I mean, you know, look, I think of communism when I think of Bernie. Now, you could say socialist, but didn't he get married in Moscow? And that's wonderful. Moscow's wonderful.
Might have been the honeymoon.
You don't think necessarily, well, whatever, but you don't necessarily think in terms of marriage, Moscow. And it's wonderful. I'm not knocking it, but I think of Bernie sort of as a socialist, but far beyond a socialist.
Michael Bloomberg.
Very little. I just think of little. You know, now he wants a box for the debates to stand on. Okay, it's okay. There's nothing wrong. You could be short. Why should he get a box to stand on, okay? He wants a box for the debates. Why should he be entitled to that? Really? Then does that mean everyone else gets a box?
And after hearing that, Mayor Mike called President Trump fat. It's like the producers, remember Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel? And fat, fat, fatty! It was one of the funniest movies of all time, Mel Brooks, the producers. So Trump is saying it's okay to be short. And everybody should have a box. I thought that was hysterical. Really, that was, and Trump was doing, you know, the best I've ever seen at comedy and politics was Barack Obama. He was just so good, but that was a good routine. All right, so Bernie's a communist and Bloomberg is short. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract.
and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
So in the Super Bowl, I'm sure you noticed, and if you follow me, I told you last week, there were three political ads, one by Mike Bloomberg. We're going to run that first. 60-second ad, cost almost $3 million. Some people said $10 million. That's not true. And the ad was peculiar. Roll it.
George started playing football when he was 4 years old. He would wake up every Saturday ready for the game. That became our life. He had aspirations about going to the NFL. On a Friday morning, George was shot. George didn't survive. I just kept saying, you cannot tell me that the child that I gave birth to is no longer here. Lives are being lost every day. It is a national crisis. I heard Mike Bloomberg speak. He's been in this fight for so long, he heard mothers crying, so he started fighting. When I heard Mike was stepping into the ring, I thought, now we have a dog in the fight. I know Mike is not afraid of the gun lobby. They're scared of him, and they should be. Mike's fighting for every child because you have a right to live. No one has a right to take your hopes and dreams.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, and I approve this message.
Okay, so you got to figure that most males watching the Super Bowl are strong Second Amendment people. I would think that would be an assumption that would be accurate. Michael Bloomberg actually did protect children from violence when he was mayor of New York City, but it wasn't by gun seizures. New York City had very strict gun control. But in addition to that, Bloomberg had his police force, 45,000 officers, stop suspected people who had guns, or people suspected of having guns, and frisk them. Stop and frisk. Now Bloomberg is apologizing for that, which led to a drastic drop in violent gun crime in New York City. That controversial program was the reason New York City murders fell from 3,000 to 300, the primary reason. Because as I said before, the police know who the violent bad guys are. Now, I'm trying to think about who Bloomberg was trying to appeal to minority voters there. That's a minority voter ad. And Donald Trump, the same thing in a minute, not the same topic, but try to appeal to minority voters, and I'll show you that. But to me, what Bloomberg accomplished by the Super Bowl ad is he alienated everybody who believes in Second Amendment protections. Everybody. Good ad. Very well done. Feel bad for the mother. But I think that probably hurt Bloomberg more than helped him. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
All right, let's go to the mail. We got Edward Krefke, Scottsdale, Arizona. Hey, Bill, you said more than once that Senator Romney hates President Trump. Do you know the basis of the hatred? Donald Trump called Romney a loser many times, and boring, said he blew it in the run against Barack Obama. And Governor Romney, Senator Romney now, took it personally. And that happens to a lot of people in the Trump orbit. Patty, Bill, can't Utah voters sign a petition to have Senator Romney recalled? Yes. I don't know the exact Utah. Each state has different levels. You got to get a massive amount of signatures. Got to get them certified. Costs a lot of money to do it. That's why you very rarely hear senators recall, because it's a very high bar. They don't want, just like the impeachment, you know, people who don't like politicians overriding the vote. The system doesn't want that. But yes, it's possible. Brad Radukvaki, I'm sorry, Brad, I'm killing your name. Greenwich, Connecticut, nice town. Will the Republicans pursue hearings to ferret out the improper dealings among Schiff, the whistleblower, and the official who allowed a secondhand whistleblower to receive identity protection? This appears to be a violation of protocol, and Schiff lied to the public and Congress about his actions. It's a big deal. The only one who has said he will look into this is Senator Lindsey Graham. He heads up a committee. Will he do it? I don't know. Could he do it? Absolutely. He could do it. I don't know whether he will. So, tonight, I'll be tweeting during the Iowa caucus. Tomorrow, best analysis, and then a State of the Union preview. That's Tuesday night. We'll give you that tomorrow as well. See you then.